With Edgar Cayce's medical readings, with a high accuracy about that, one then has to conclude, if you can, that his other readings are just as accurate, right?
Well, you would. It is a conclusion. It's kind of a leap of faith there. And that's the only reason that I started looking into any of Cayce's readings about the ancient world, because, frankly, they were preposterous. And when I say that, when Cayce gave when he started giving these readings that talked about the ancient world, it was in the 1920s. And in the 1920s, nobody would have guessed that hominids were around for 10 million years.
Right.
But yet Cayce kind of talked about that. He said it was 10 million. In fact, a few more, even since I've been on your show last time, we've dug into this more. We actually wrote another book called Edgar Cayce's Atlantis, and in that, I was kind of astonished. Cayce talked about modern man developing in Atlantis in 210,000 B.C., but there was a genetic shift in approximately 106,000 B.C. that created thoroughly modern man, and that essentially coincides with what we believe today, with the arrival of the very first humans around 100,000 years ago.
Did he ever talk about these hominids existing with modern man at the same time, as they're beginning to think happened?
When he said all these things, it was so strange when he said it. Nobody thought to ask him more detailed questions. So the answer to that's really no. He did talk about various types of human-like beings, some almost without souls. He talked about what we would consider to be modern humans being served by a subhuman race, which he called things, and that's a quote, things. And he called them that because they were flesh and bone, but they had no soul.
They had
that's
no
about
soul.
As good as I can do.
They had no soul.
Yeah.
Well, of the ancient things that he talked about, how many came true eventually?
Well, it appears his mound builder, the things he said about America's mound builders are almost completely true. The things he said about South America are almost completely true. He talked about an ancient Chinese civilization, of course. He talked about the one piece that everyone would like to know is true is what he says about ancient Egypt, that really the beginnings of ancient Egypt go back to 10,500 BC.
He may be right about the Hall of Records at the base of the Sphinx, though we haven't been told it's true, but I think the Egyptians know it's true.
There's a slight possibility there that they may know a little more than anybody's saying. And I don't really have any inside information or anything hard and fast there, but I have some inklings from a variety of sources that there's a lot going on in Egypt. I know they've conducted a ground-penetrating radar study of the entire Giza Plateau.
And they have found something at the foot of the Sphinx.
Yes, I am aware of that, too, and I'm aware that there's several groups kind of vying to be able to go in there and see what all this is. The British writer Andrew Collins also has found an opening off of, I think you pronounce it, Gable Ghibli. It is the sacred mound that is to the east of the Sphinx. And there is a well right at the base of that, and it roughly corresponds to where Cayce says the entrance to the Hall of Records is. And it appears there is a tunnel from there leading toward the Sphinx.
When Cayce talked about the Hall of Records, did he get specific, Greg, in terms of what was in those records?
He did say, he was real specific about what the records were. There's 32 tablets, and on those 32 tablets is the history of humanity, starting with the beginning of Atlantis in 210,000 B.C. through the beginning of the soul entering into the human body, to the development of Atlantis from a societal point of view and a military and a spiritual point of view, all of the, like a history book, up until the time that the priests of Atlantis around 10,500 BC decided, or they knew actually probably through an extraterrestrial source, that Atlantis was going to be destroyed, and they were told to make three repositories of these records, identical ones, and put them in different places. So that is what is on these records.
In the different places, of course, we believe could be the Hall of Records at the foot of the Sphinx.
That's the best known.
That's one. There was another one taken where? To Central America?
Yes, and we believe that is at Piedras Negras, Guatemala. We actually visited there and made a documentary about that.
We'll talk about that. And then the third was supposed to be on Atlantis itself, right?
That's correct. Off Bimini.
All right. Now, these 32 tablets, they made basically three sets.
Yes.
And spread them around for all humanity, yet they're all gone. They're lost. We can't find them.
Well, Casey said they would not be found till the time was right. And you could look high and low, but until the time was right.
What's that mean? The time is right.
He implied part of what's on those records or in those records is details of what he called the Firestone. The Firestone, before it was known as the Firestone, was the Tui Stone, and before that it was the White Stone. It was essentially a crystal which was used to communicate with God, and then people became aware that they could focus the rays of the sun and create a death ray out of it. And the directions or the instructions for that Firestone
sounds
are
like a laser
within those records.
Sounds like a very strong laser.
It does sound like a laser, yes.
Well, okay.
So what he meant by when the time is ready, he said the attitudes of humanity, that we're not going to find it if we're militaristic. He also talked about the attitudes of the people looking for it. He specified it was two men and a woman that were going to find it and walk in. He said that.
Now, that could be you, your wife, and your partner.
Well, that's why we got Bill Donato. I know Bill's listening, and he's going to try and call in. But, yeah, that's why we got Bill, two men and a woman.